This is Terry Mackley with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. We wake up with Cab Calloway to find ourselves loving life with Georgie Fane. Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence are hoping to do some finding, as is Frank Trumbauer's band. Billie Holiday wants to blame the weather, perhaps not happy with Django Reinhardt's Nuage. Chick Henderson looks forward to a sunny day, and a Sam Lanin band looks forward to tomorrow morning. Memphis Slim sings of the evening, and the Bratislava Hot Serenaders of tonight. Elmore James is coming home, Fats Waller gets away, and Peggy Lee and Ray Charles can't be alone. And what better way to start this show than Wake Up and Live? Cab Calloway in 1937 with the title song from a film that starred Alice Faye. The Cab Calloway Band, Wake Up and Live.
Afraid of. You try it, won't you? Say, won't you wake up and live? Come out your shell, hey fella, find your place in the sun. Come out your shell, hey man, just be a go-getter, stand up and gun, won't you wake up and live? If lady luck is showing up on your toes, a better day is dawning. Don't let them get up and give. Just get yourself a shake up and wake up and live.
Cab Calloway Band in 1937, Wake Up and Live. The first recording of Willie Dixon's I Love the Life I Live was made by Muddy Waters in 1956, although it was not released until 1958. It was to become a rhythm and blues standard. British band Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames recorded this version in 1964 at the height of the British blues and rhythm and blues boom. I Love the Life I Live. And I live the life I love.
I see you watching me just like a hawk. I don't mind who ain't chow. But if you touch me, something's got to give. I live the life of love and I love the life I live. My diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night it could belong to you. The girls move. Happy wheel, I live the life of love and I love the life I live. I may lay a 100 on a bed this time. Tomorrow night I can't cover your dime. Next week I could be over the hill. I'm just trying to tell you people how I feel. You see me rocking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life of love and love the life I live. You see me rocking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life of love and love will never live.
Georgie Fame's take on Willie Dixon's I Love the Life I Live. Private Lives, Noel Coward's 1930 play with music, premiered at the King's Theatre in Edinburgh on the 18th of August that year. After successful performances in Liverpool, Birmingham, Manchester and Southsea, it opened at the Phoenix Theatre in London on the 24th of September. The two main characters in the play, Elliot and Amanda, were played by Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence. 2 weeks after the play's opening in London, HMV issued recordings of scenes from the play. This is Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence from one of those recordings, with possibly the most famous scene from the play and the most enduring song. Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence, Someday I'll Find You.
What are you doing here?
I'm on my honeymoon.
Very interesting. So am I.
I hope you're enjoying it.
It hasn't started yet.
Neither is mine.
Are you happy?
Perfectly.
Good.
Are you?
Ecstatically.
What's she like?
Hair. Very pretty. Plays the piano beautifully.
Very comforting.
How's yours?
I'd rather not discuss it.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. You'll probably come popping out in a minute and I shall see for myself.
Have you known her long?
About 4 months. We met on a house party in Norfolk.
Very flat in Norfolk.
There's no need to be unpleasant.
There was no reflection on her, unless, of course, she made it flatter.
Your voice takes on an acid quality every time you mention her.
I swear I'll never mention her again.
Good. Now keep off yours.
Thank you.
Not at all. That orchestra seems to have a remarkably small repertoire.
Strange how potent cheap music is. I'll find you, moonlight behind you, true to the dream I shall stand hand in hand. I'll leave you never, love you forever, all our parts are already. Try to make it true. Say you need me too. Someday I'll find you again.
You always had a sweet voice, Amanda. What exactly were you remembering at that moment?
Lots of things.
So was I.
What fools we were to ruin it all. What utter fools.
We were so ridiculously over in love.
And yet, here we are starting off with two quite different people. In love all over again, aren't we? Aren't we?
No.
Well,
we're not in love all over again, and you know it. Good night, Amanda.
Oh, Elliot, don't leave me. We won't talk about ourselves anymore. Talk about outside things, anything. Stay with me till I pull myself together.
Very well.
What have you been doing lately, during these last years?
I went around the world, you know, after...
Yes, yes, of course I know. How was it?
The world?
Yes.
Very enjoyable.
China must be very interesting.
Very big, China.
And Japan?
Very small.
Did you eat shark's fins and take your shoes off and use chopsticks and everything?
Practically everything.
And India? The Burning Ghats or Ghats or whatever they are, and the Taj Mahal. How was the Taj Mahal?
Unbelievable. A sort of dream.
That was the moonlight, I expect. Of course, you saw it in the moonlight.
Yes. Moonlight can be cruelly deceptive.
And it didn't look like a biscuit box, did it? You know, I've always felt that it might.
Darling, I do love you so.
I do hope you met a sacred elephant. They're lint white, I believe, and very, very sweet.
I've never loved anybody else for an instant. And you love me too, don't you? There isn't any doubt about it anywhere, is there?
No. No doubt anywhere.
You're looking very lovely in this damned moonlight, Amanda. Your skin is clear and cool and your eyes are shining. And you're growing lovelier and lovelier every second as I look at you. You don't hold any mystery for me, darling. Do you mind? There isn't a particle of you that I don't know, remember, and want.
Glad, my sweet.
More than any desire in the world, deep down in my deepest heart, I want you back again. Please.
Don't say anymore. You're making me cry so dreadfully.
Oh, Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence from the 1930 play Private Lives, with a little bit of Someday I'll Find You. The song A Good Man Is Hard to Find was published in 1917 and was initially made available as a piano roll. Its first recording was in 1919 by Marion Harris, when the music that came to be called jazz was just beginning to assert itself. 10 years after that first piano roll, when a band led by Frank Trumbo recorded the tune, jazz was the preeminent popular music of the day. This is Frank Trumbo and his orchestra on October the 25th, 1927, a band that featured, besides Frank Trumbo on C melody saxophone, Vic Spiderbeck on cornet, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Joe Venuti on violin, and Eddie Lang on guitar, with A Good Man Is Hard to Find. Thank you. Led by Frank Schrumbauer there in 1927. A good man is hard to find. Someone else who is hard to get now, Gertie. Hard to Get Gertie was apparently a very popular number in 1926, with 9 versions released in that year alone, plus a couple of stragglers in the next couple of years. The first recording was by the Dixie Stompers, a band led by one of the most influential musicians in early jazz and swing, Fletcher Henderson. Irving Aronson and his Commanders got this take on of the song out about 3 months after the Fletcher Henderson version. Irving Aronson takes the vocal on this track, a musician who was playing piano for silent films at 11 years of age. Irving Aronson and his Commanders, Hard to Get Gertie. Lovely. Irving Aronson and his Commanders, Hard to Get Gertie. From something hard to something easy now. This is Billie Holiday with It's Easy to Blame the Weather. Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, Roy Eldridge trumpet, Ernie Powell clarinet, Benny Carter tenor saxophone, Teddy Wilson piano, Danny Barker guitar, Milton Hinton bass, Cozy Cold drums, and of course Billie Holiday. The Teddy Wilson Band, featuring Billie Holiday, recorded on January the 30th, 1939. It's easy to blame the weather. ¶¶
It helps to keep our friends from knowing. When they ask me why I'm sad, it's easy to blame the weather. It's funny how the blinding snowflakes arrive in time to hide my heartaches. Let them ask me why I'm sad, it's easy to blame the weather. When I think of the sun, it scares me. My one alibi will pass. And springtime, I hear, is early this year. They'll see through me like glass. I see no reason for this breakup, so let me be the first to make up. If a reason must be had, it's easy to blame the weather.
Teddy Wilson Orchestra in 1989 featuring Billie Holiday. It's easy to blame the weather. A bit more weather now. Cloudy weather. Django Reinhardt's classic Nuage. Django Reinhardt guitar and Stefan Grappelli violin with a lovely version of Nuage recorded for Italian radio in 1949.
Thank you.
listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. And that was Django Reinhardt and Stefan Crapelli. Nuage. We lose those clouds now with Chick Henderson and the Jolos Band with Some Sunny Day. Some Sunny Day was written by Reg Morgan and Sam Kern. Sam Kern is probably best remembered as the writer of comedian Max Miller's signature tune, Mary from the Dairy. Reg Morgan worked with Charlie Chester, another comedian from the same era as Max Miller. They collaborated on If I Could Paint a Memory. Some Sunny Day, however, seems to have no comedic content. The Jolos Band in 1942, featuring Chick Henderson, Some Sunny Day.
The bluebird singing. How do I know? Why, the bluebird told me so. It was in a dream and good news he was bringing. Won't it be grand when sunshine follows the rain? I'll shake the hand of happiness once again. Troubles will fly, bidding all bad luck goodbye. All I've got to do is keep smiling through some sunny day.
Jolos Band with vocalist Chick Henderson, Some Sunny Day. We're moving on to tomorrow morning now with the so-called Billy James Orchestra, a studio band put together by music entrepreneur Sam Lannin. This is a recording from 1925. I've counted at least six versions of tomorrow morning from 1925. Arthur Field just takes the vocal in this one from Billy James and his orchestra. There is no Billy James listed on the personnel on this track. Tomorrow morning. Thank you.
got a warning this morning. If there's tomorrow morning, you better wake up yawning where the roosters crow. Tomorrow morning at dawning, I mean tomorrow morning, I'm gonna say good morning to the folks I know. I'll hear the hee-haw of hee-haw, better known as Dobbin. Maw, maw, and paw, paw, sobbing for joy. I'm so delighted, can't hide it, and so excited, waiting for tomorrow morning. Oh, boy. It was long past midnight. Light in the hall was burning low, low, low. Bells outside were howling. Lordy, Lord, how it did blow. I got up to close my window. Something white flew on the bed. It was thrown in by a Hindu, and here's what I slowly read. You better go, 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 where there's no, no, don't mean no, no, no.
Tomorrow morning, the so-called Billy James Orchestra with the authentic sound of acoustic recording, no microphones. Memphis Slim is at the other end of the day now on this next one. Blues pianist and vocalist Leroy Carr was the first to record In the Evening When the Sun Goes Down. That was in 1935. The song has been recorded by many artists. The latest recording I know of is that by Van Morrison, released in 2023. This is Memphis Slim with his take on In the Evening When the Sun Goes Down.
Yes, I'm going away. may be back to see you, girl, some old rainy day. Well, in the evening, mama, when the sun goes down, when the sun goes down.
Memphis Slim, in the evening, when the sun goes down. The Bratislava Hot Serenaders now with a track from their 2018 album, I Like That, reproducing the music of the Gene Goldkett Orchestra. I say Gene, as apparently that's how the band members addressed him, but it probably should be Jean, as he was born in Vincennes in France. The Goldkett Band recorded Ya Coming Up Tonight, Huh? In 1929. It was a song from a 1928 film, Gang War, made at the height of Prohibition, when gang wars were all too common. The Bratislava Hot Serenaders, Yeah Coming Up Tonight, Huh? Vocals from the Serenaders sisters. The vocal group on the original Gene or Jean Goldkett recording were Winkin', Blinkin' and Nod.
There's a reason.
You're coming out tonight, huh? You're coming out tonight.
Positively.
Oh, but you were terrible.
Too terrible.
Oh, but it was wonderful, so marvelous. Why did you reach for the light?
Oh, don't be silly.
You're coming out tonight, huh? You're coming out tonight.
Slava, Hot Serenaders, You're Coming Up Tonight, Huh? Elmore James is just coming home. Elmore James and his Broom Dusters in 1957.
Well, now look for me, baby. around.
Elmore James, Coming Home. In 1941, the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra had a hit with Matt Dennis and Tom Adair's Let's Get Away From It All. The recording featured vocal group The Pied Pipers, a group that included Connie Haynes and Frank Sinatra. The Tommy Dorsey recording is a nice up-tempo swing number which features not only the well-known chorus, but also the verse. It covered both sides of the 78 RPM 10-inch disc, the label on side 2 crediting specifically Frank Sinatra and Connie Haynes. Fats Waller came up with a very different approach to the song, giving it a laconic and rather lugubrious twist. This is Fats Waller and his rhythm in 1941, Fats Waller Hammond organ and vocal, Al Casey guitar and Slick Jones on drums. Let's Get Away From It All.
Take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak, Quincy or Nyack, yes. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder, yes, a good run out powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. Travel round from town to town, visit every state. I repeat, I love you sweet in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll look at the fall. Let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all.
That's Waller putting his own stamp on Matt Dennis and Tom Adair's Let's Get Away From It All. Peggy Lee now is looking forward to a similar situation. This is Alone Together, a Howard Dietz Arthur Schwartz song that dates back to 1932 from the show Flying Colours. Peggy Lee with a lovely sounding band in 1959, Alone Together.
Alone together, beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together. Alone together, the blinding rain the starless night were not in vain, for we're together, and what is there to fear? Together, our love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as a love can be, and we can weather the great unknown. If we're alone together,
Peggy Lee with a lovely swinging version of Alone Together. Ray Charles brings this show to a close, lamenting that Alone Together is something that he can't make happen. I Never See Maggie Alone is a song from 1926, and one would not immediately think of it as a typical Ray Charles number, but this is Ray Charles from his 1964 album, Have a Smile With Me. Ray Charles, I Never See Maggie Alone.
Maggie, dear, just won't go out alone. Seems that she must have a chaperone. When we go out, no matter where we're bound, there is always somebody around. She brings her father, her mother, her sister and her brother. Never see Maggie alone. She brings her uncle, her cousin. You know, she's got them by the dozen. That's why I never see Maggie alone. And when I phone her and say to her, sweet, when shall we meet? Supposing we eat, she'll bring her father, her mother, her sister and her brother. You know I can never, never, never see my Maggie alone. As she brings that father and that mother, her sister and her big, big brother, I never see my Maggie alone. One night while we were out walking, and she got tired talking, she invited me up to her home. I turned the lights down, they were too bright. Oh, what a sight. When I turned on the lights, there stood her father, her mother, her sister and her big fat brother. I never, never, never see Maggie alone. I bought a roaster, two-seated. I even had it heated so I could see my Maggie alone. While we were riding and kissing, the engine started missing, and we were a long way from home. I got right out then, as fast as I could, to see what was wrong. When I opened my hood, there sat her father, her mother, her sister, and her big fat brother. I never, never see my man get alone, alone. I never, oh, I never, oh, I never see my little man get alone.
You've been listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, why not go to my website, www.terrygmackley.com. I do hope you can join me right here for the next edition of Cafe American.